Today we are going to pray for two places. One is Spring Valley Lake, located in the Victor Valley region of the High Desert. It has about 4,215 individually owned lots that surround a lake. And it has golf courses, condominium, townplex, townhomes, commercial buildings that house restaurants and convenience stores. It's like its own little city, but it's actually a suburb of Victorville. However, it is governed by the Spring Valley Lakes Association Board of Directors. So we'll be praying about them. But let's start by asking God to look at our hearts and to make sure we're serving Him first. We're guided prayer by My Faith Votes. Father, we pray for our families. We pray for all of our families, extended, those that live with us or don't, anybody that's in and around us or further away. We pray that we would love You, Father God, most and serve You first, that our hearts would be turned towards You and that we would not be distracted or dissuaded from serving You with all that we have and all that we are as we prepare and vote and research for the elections that are upcoming. The population of Spring Valley is about 6,000 to 7,000. Couldn't get a nine complete step there. But they have vandalism issues and theft because they are part of Victorville. They are governed by the 1st District, retired Colonel Paul Cook, and the City Council of Victorville, Mayor Deborah Jones up for election, Mayor Pro Tem Leslie Irving, and council members Elizabeth Becerra and Blanca Gomez. Interesting enough, Victorville only has 4 members in their city council. It's unusual for such a large city. There's as high as 7 that we've seen, and as low as, this is the lowest, 4. So only the mayor is up for election. The Spring Valley Lakes Association Board of Directors, we're not sure how they are elected, but they have a president, Brian Bickart, vice president, Brian Hurst, treasurer is Sherry Boyd, secretary, Joanne Romero. The directors include Louis Ponce, Bill Scott, Brad Lettner. And the board of directors have the power and responsibility to make decisions for the entire community of Spring Lakes, Valley Lakes. And so we also state here that they have to set a standard and a tone for the behavior that's conducive to the best interests of the entire community. Now, this is directly written and read out of their code of conduct that they sign. They're under the school district of Victor Elementary School District, Victorville Union High School District, and Victor Valley Community College. Each of those districts have 3 positions up for elections. We're also going to be praying for Mountain View Acres. It has almost 4,500 people. It's a census-designated place in Victor Valley. It's northwest of Adelanto. North is Victorville, east Apple Valley, and south Hesperia. It's governed by District 3 Supervisor Don Rowe of the county under the 21st State District, 33rd Assembly District, and California 8th Congressional District. It has an overall D-, and its top crime issues are vandalism and theft. Unhappily, their poverty is above the state average at 20%. 1 out of every 5 residents of Mountain View lives in poverty. So, Father God, we lift up these 2 communities, Spring Valley Lake and Mountain View Acres. And we thank You, Father, that You, for the many blessings that these communities have. We pray for those who are in the offices, both at the school level, college, Spring Valley Lakes Association, the Homeowners Association, and also the Victorville City Council and the county government officials. We pray that they govern this community, that they would make wise and godly decisions, which are always in the best interest of the community. We are glad that they have the freedom to speak up and vote, even if they oppose their values, even if they differ from what the leaders express or want to see done, that they can pray for them to be blessed by You, Father God, and also those who are in law enforcement to help their drug crime issues. We please protect those that are in the line of duty, and have them work things out with the council and the law, the government officials, so they can get the most effective things done. We know there's Operation Rescue being done in the High Desert. We pray that will continue to be blessed and honored by the city officials. Financially, that they would vote for that, and that the, because the results have been very good. God, we pray you would bless those that are in all of these offices and those that will be elected and those that are already elected or going to be reelected. We pray, God, for their protection in Jesus' name. Righteous Father, you know we are all connected. So as Christians, we unite in praying for these communities, knowing that we, even for those who have yet to trust in you, we pray for their salvation. We pray for those who are separated from you, that they would open their minds and see that they need you, and that they would that they would find Jesus Christ as their Lord, Savior, and the love of their life. Please help us and our fellow brothers and sisters. Do not be afraid to speak up and tell others about our faith, and that those that are in leadership, the same. We have met some that are in leadership that are very vocal about their faith, and that's exciting. Father God, please protect the citizens in these communities and the surrounding neighborhoods that you have provided. You have a rod of correction for the community through law enforcement and through the laws that the people have created and that the political arena have agreed to. We pray, God, you will protect and defend the people. And Father, we pray that people will research the leadership. If they are unhappy with the board association, the board of directors that are part of the housing community, they will speak up and say something. The citizens do have a right to say something. And if they can maybe create an election process, I believe that they do have one. Most homers do. And we pray, Father, that they would look, not be fall prey to the love of money, the lust of power. They would not abuse their authority, and they would use their time wisely. They would not be caught up being swayed by people because of money or because of fame or fortune. We pray, Father, that you would keep them balanced and that you would judge and see who should stay in place and who should be removed and replaced. In Jesus' name, bless these communities.